Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 20th of January 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, on 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, on 14.13 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user activated, VK7 News only from 9.30 till 10.00 hours by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Contest news, summer VHF-UHF field days, summer field day report. January the 12th and the 13th, last weekend, was the nationwide VHF-UHF summer field day. A founding principle of field days is to spend time operating outdoors, test the range of communications equipment on the higher bands, and have fun. This can involve all classes of licensed and unlicensed enthusiasts alike. Tasmania is well placed for such events. It has plenty of mountains, and Bass Strait offers the challenge of distance for interstate contacts. The strait is frequently blanketed by tropospheric inversion, causing ducting that enables propagation over extraordinary distances for the frequencies affected. The starting time of 0100 UTC on Saturday saw at least seven stations set up in lofty locations. VK7ZBX and VK7ZMS on Mount Wellington, VK7HH on Mount Lloyd, remotely operated, VK7MO at home on Tolman's Hill, VK7JAM on Mount George, VK7PD with second operator Colin at White Hills, and VK7MD near Burnie. A number of home stations in all areas were on hand to provide local contacts as range permitted. Bands on which some were equipped to operate included 6 and 2 metres, 70, 23, 9 and 3 centimetres. On Saturday, voice contacts on FM and SSB were made between the higher altitude southern stations and those in the north on at least some of the above bands. VK7JAM made some contacts to the south, VK7MD some local and interstate. The NTARC club station, VK7TAZ, was operated by President VK7ZIR after their January meeting, with contacts on four bands including 23 centimetres. On Sunday morning, several QSOs were had around the southern area on bands up to 23 centimetres. Meanwhile, VK7PD and VK7ZPE set up operation on the northern slope of Mount Barrow. Numbers and grid squares were exchanged, with VK3s on 6 and 2 metres, plus 70 centimetres, 9 centimetres and 3 centimetres. VK3ALB was particularly pleased to receive an S9 Plus report for his 9 centimetre signal, considering he was only running 800 milliwatts. Overall, it was a good participation rate in VK7, hopefully a promise of things to come. Detailed results will be published in AR Magazine. The Ross Hull contest is still running until the end of January. Please give participants a call if you hear them. The John Moyle contest is to be held over March 16th and 17th, and the Winter VHF-UHF Field Day on June the 22nd and 23rd. And that comes 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Ross Hull contest and 23cm QSO party in January. For QSOs to be counted in the Ross Hull, it is necessary to move off the calling frequency of 1296.1. So, as to enable 23cm QSO party contacts to be counted for the Ross Hull, the 23 QSO party will move up to 1296.175 FM during January. Digital operations up to Launceston will continue on QRA64C on 1296.2. The QSO party will start straight after the broadcast at around 10 a.m. local each Sunday in January on 1296.175 and then beam to Launceston at 10:30 AM local. For those stations who have time, please come up again on 1296.175 at 11 AM for a second Ross Hull QSO, as those QSOs can be counted again each UTC day. And that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. Event news. Meet the Voice 2019. Plans are underway for this year's Meet the Voice gathering in Ross on the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of March. The event has moved to the Ross Recreation Ground, and those who wish to camp can do so on site for a small fee, which will ensure access to the kitchen, shower and toilet facilities. The event will span 2 days and is a great opportunity to meet face to face with old and new friends alike, and of course the annual gifting of the Sewing Circle Trophy. Weekly updates will be provided by the Sunday broadcast on Facebook and via email. If you want to receive the email, let Danny know by emailing vk7freq@gmail.com. Shortly, a call out for volunteers will occur. If you are interested in donating some time, please let Danny know. Of course, there will be a raffle. If you wish to donate a prize, again, please let Danny know. Danny can be contacted on vk7freq@gmail.com or 0409-232-419. Again, 0409-232-419 outside of business hours. Meet the Voice 2019 at the Ross Recreation Grounds on March the 23rd and the 24th. Many thanks, and 73 from Danny, VK7FREQ. News from the Northwest. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG, meeting notice. The next meeting of the NWTR and TVG is scheduled for Saturday, February the 2nd, 2019. This will be the club's annual general meeting, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. Venue is the Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. As per the club rules, all executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM, so it is suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternatively nominate a club friend for one of the 5 positions. The appropriate nomination form for executive has been emailed or posted to all members. Membership subscriptions now due. Members are also advised that membership subscriptions for 2019 are now due as of the 1st of January 2019. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or posted to all members recently, including the renewal forms, regular and student, for 2019. Members are asked to return the renewal form, along with the appropriate payment, to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to those members who have now renewed their membership for 2019. Tail delay problem on VK7RDR corrected. For a while now, there has been a problem with an extended delay in the tail of repeaters associated with repeaters linked to VK7RDR via the VK Link network. The problem was traced to a configuration problem with the node radio on VK7RDR. Changes were made to the node radio configuration and all appears to be normal, operating as normal. And that's 73 until next time from Tony VK7AX, the club news officer. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 regional news broadcast. News from the north. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserve Groups. Meeting times are from 10:30 AM on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, aka NTARC. We will commence this week with a quick rundown of the January non-barbecue meeting held last Saturday the 12th, and the report comes courtesy of Idris VK7ZIR. And Idris says, last Saturday we held our first general meeting for 2019. As previously advised, the committee had decided to organise the food, and instead of our usual bi-monthly barbecue, the food was catered for by Subway. Platters of rolls and wraps were the order of the day, accompanied by salads. A good roll-up enjoyed the change of fare, and many mentioned it would be good to do this again, or maybe consider in the colder months having soup and sandwiches instead of the barbecue. Something for the 2019 committee to consider. With lunch over and all cleaned up, the meeting commenced at the scheduled time. In keeping with our meeting pattern of recent months, the agenda was worked through in quick time, the whole meeting taking only approximately 20 minutes. The minutes of the meeting will be written up soon by the Acting Secretary and placed on our ageing Yahoo site before the February General Meeting. Members then sat around the tables discussing the problems of the world and other general matters, while a couple moved into the radio room to take part in the field day utilising the club sign VK7TAZ. Afternoon tea followed and was enjoyed by all. A thank you to our lady members who brought along goodies to share at afternoon tea. On the whole, a very enjoyable and relaxing lunch and meeting. Thanks, Idris, for that update, and I'm glad to hear that all went well. 2019 membership fees. Just a further reminder that your 2018 membership expired on the 31st of December, and if you hadn't renewed by that date, you are now listed on the membership register as an unfinancial member. Your status will stay that way until you have renewed your membership, or until the 30th of June, when your name will be removed permanently from the membership register. Remember, though, that NTARC's 2019 membership fees are just $30 for a full voting member, and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems, does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby, and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past, but have let your membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website, www.ntarc.net. Or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In these circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we will be happy to receive your contribution either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to P.O. Box 275 Launceston 27250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. WIA 2019 Callbook. With the announcement by the WIA of the availability of the 2019 Callbook, NTARC is again arranging bulk buys for members. We received one order of callbooks on the Friday before Christmas, and we will place another order once the WIA office opens in late January. In the interim, therefore, if you are interested in taking part in this purchase, could you please let the Treasurer Andre, VK7ZAB, know either at coffee on a Monday or Friday, or email him at the following, treasurer@ntarc.net, so that we can gauge interest and order the appropriate number as soon as possible. The cost for the 2019 call book is $35, the same as last year. This is still a significant saving on the cost of a WIA member ordering directly from the WIA bookshop once postage is added on, and is significantly cheaper than the price available to non-WIA members. Now to coming events. Technical sessions. To all those members suffering advanced withdrawal symptoms and desperate for their regular technical fix, relief is rapidly approaching. Our first technical session for 2019 is now only 17 days away. That's right, we start again on Wednesday the 6th of February. Meet time will be from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Please note, though, that there will be no technical session on the following Wednesday, the 13th of February, due to our AGM being held that evening. Therefore, I suggest you don't miss the first technical session, as you will otherwise have to wait until the night of the 20th. In the meantime, wield that soldering iron with a flourish and actually have something to show your colleagues by way of progress on the night. February Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 13th of February 2019 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours, or 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2018 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report, and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2019. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form is now available from the NTARC Club Room. Please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the secretary by close of business the 7th of February 2019 at the following address. The Secretary, NTARC Inc., P.O. Box 275, Launceston, Tas, 7250, or it can be handed to the Secretary in a sealed envelope at either coffee mornings. Members are reminded that they will need to have paid their 2019 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours, or 7:30 p.m, to be able to vote at the Annual General Meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2019 subscription before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. Coffee mornings are normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms and are now again in full swing. My first attendance for 2019 was on Friday, and what a roll-up! That was so pleasing to see, considering many are still away. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all again in 2019. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, though, we do not have any cards awaiting collection, but no doubt that will change once the QSL system gets over the holidays. Of course, the ringleader when it comes to tall tales and funny stories is Ebenezer, who I must say was in exceptional form on Friday. It is actually worth coming to these sessions just to hear him in session. Even if you don't happen to be feeling particularly cheerful on your arrival, I guarantee Ebenezer will lighten your day. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And as always, finally, I look forward to catching up with you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. At 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, aka REAST. Membership update. I'd like to thank all members who have paid so far, along with their cooperation in filling out renewal forms. It has really made the process much easier. Membership for the 2018 year expired on the 31st of December, and most notably for those who have not paid, this will mean no more access to the members-only section of the website, and you will no longer receive newsletters or other email correspondence. This year, the annual fee remains at $35, and, as always, funds the bulk of Reece's yearly operations. Current accepted forms of payment include cash, cheque or direct deposit. Credit card facilities are only available in person, that is, with a card reader, but not online this year. Please be aware that only members who pay before January the 31st, 2019, will be getting a member pack in 2019, which will include a member card and Reece sticker. And that comes from Ben, VK7BEN, the Reece Secretary. Reece Foundation Training and Assessment Days. Our dates for 2019 are the 16th of February, the 20th of April, the 15th of June, the 17th of August, the 19th of October and the 21st of December. These dates are pending the transition to the new training and assessment arrangements with the WIA and will be fully confirmed once we know what is happening. So the next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 16th of February from 9 a.m. Please contact Reg, VK7KK, if you are interested in attending the day. Check out the Reece website or Facebook page for events. So, if interested, please contact Reg on email, assessor@reece.asn.au, or phone mobile 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Experimenters' Nights Wrap-Up. It was great to see Tom, VK7NTK, along following his successful first SOTA activation off Mount Anne with Scott, VK7LXX. Great stuff. Tom was also beavering away on his laptop. Ben, VK7BEN, was showing off his new handheld satellite Moxon Yagi antenna, and a great satellite application for iPhone that enables you to point both in elevation and azimuth through a nifty alignment pointer on the screen. This app uses the XYZ accelerometers and the compass in the iPhone. This is really handy as Ben has an iPhone mount on the boom and it acts as a pointing helper. Ben received the beacon from Lilac Sat on the night. Thanks, Ben. Ron Cullen came along with his 3 and 4 petal cloverleaf antennas for 5.6 GHz. Ron has made up a nifty jig for both types that can hold the bent wire in place with blue tack so that you can solder the ends of the semi-rigid coax and just put an SMA on the end and you have a very compact and effective 5.6 GHz antenna. Ron is using these antennas for video streaming from the cockpit of his radio-controlled aircraft and tested these antennas up at Methena last weekend, and compared to the Chinese ones, they work a treat at with 250 milliwatts on your on. Murray VK7ZMS and Richard VK7ZBX were working on Murray's HF amplifier kits for his FT818. This is mounted in a very nice box and has the connectors back to the 818. Murray managed to get 25 watts out of the unit, but something happened and the power level dropped suddenly. Murray is still working through what happened, so it might be an ongoing project for this week. Steve, VK700, was describing the Raspberry Pi and Arduino controlled GPS locking project for the grandfather clock he purchased. This was originally an electrically assisted 1920s clock, and Steve is working through what is involved. He has the pendulum breaking 3 infrared photodiode beams for timing and direction, and a neat OLED Arduino-driven display showing the pendulum activity. On you, Steve. A great project. Rex VK7MO was assisted by Richard VK7ZBX and Jet VK7FJET to get his GPS heading devices back up and going. This involved some reflashing and ensuring everything was talking between the units on the 900 MHz ISM band. Justin VK7TW was in the DATV studio and got the video cameras up and going through the mixer and on-screen display. The streaming computer is also up and going, so this week we may even have some streaming activity. This week we will be focusing on the audio channels in the studio and getting the transmitter up and going. Do you have a project that is screaming at you in the shack? Bring it along. Soldering irons are hot and there is lots of advice in a helpful and maybe not quite so helpful nature. Hi, hi. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers. Technical. Boosted emergency comms for Sydney CBD. A new government radio site will boost emergency communications at the Pitt Street Mall in Sydney CBD. The new site provides in-building coverage in Westfield Sydney as well as improved network coverage and performance in the surrounding Pitt Street Mall precinct. New South Wales Telco Authority Managing Director Kay Foy said the new site was crucial to improved public safety. Radio signals are weakened when they pass through buildings, particularly where there are thick concrete walls or UV protective glass, Foy said. This upgrade ensures that emergency services are more able to do their essential work of protecting the public and responding to critical incidents as they unfold inside and outside buildings in busy precincts. The new site is what part of the wider Critical Communications Enhancement Program that is improving government radio network coverage and capacity from 35% of the state to over 80%. The enhanced network will allow emergency services to more easily share information and coordinate responses on the one consolidated network. Regular VKE7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m, technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon groups, meets from noon and the experimenters night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REAST, Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.16 MHz FM. Events, NWTR and TVG, Saturday, February the 2nd, 2019, AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. NTARC Technical Session Wednesday 6th of February. NTARC 13th of February. Annual General Meeting of NTARC, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30 p.m. REAST Foundation Training and Assessment Day the 16th of February from 9 a.m. REAST AGM Sunday the 17th of February at 1100. Meet the Voice 23rd to the 24th of March at Ross. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters, NTARC, REAST and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7ALH. 40 metres VK7TPE. 20 metres VK7JGD. 10 metres VK7VKT. DMR Talk Group 3809 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group, https://groups.io/g/VK7arnews. The deadline for this for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.